Official figures show there's been a sharp fall in new home loans. The Bureau of Statistics says the value of new home loans fell by more than 5% in May. It was the biggest monthly fall since 2012. Investor loans dipped by just over 3%. Global growth has been forecast to slow this year to its weakest pace since the financial crisis. The IMF has revised its growth forecast down to 3.3%. The fund has pointed to market turbulence in China and a weak first quarter of growth in the US. The Australian share market followed global markets higher today. The All Ords closed up 0.4%. The ASX 200 finished in a similar way. Resources stocks were among the best performers today as the price of iron ore rebounded. BHP closed up nearly 3%. Qantas went the other way. Asian stocks are mixed. China's Shanghai Composite is up over 5% on fewer stocks. Gold is higher in Asian trade and Tapas crude is trading at around $61 a barrel. And the Australian dollar is buying around 75 US cents. Well, as if the carnage on China's stock market wasn't bad enough, AMP Capital is facing a shareholder revolt over its China Growth Fund. Investors are accusing the fund of having poor governance. AMP argues that it does engage with other stakeholders.